After Donald Trump nominated retired Marine General James Mattis to be his Secretary of Defense, we heard on this program from retired Army General Tom Hill, who expressed concerns about a military figure in charge of the Pentagon. A lot of people feel that way. There's a law banning military leaders from being defense secretary unless they've been out of uniform for 7 years. That law would have to be waived for Mattis, and it's only been waived once before for General George Marshall after World War II. So it's interesting that Thomas Ricks, a respected but often highly critical voice in military matters, says waive that law again. Ricks is author of The Generals, American Military Command from World War II to Today. And Tom, you wrote in the New York Times over the weekend you'd normally be opposed to a veteran instead of a civilian in charge of the Pentagon. So remind us why.
This is a country built on the notion of civilian control of the military, in which generals ultimately answer to a civilian president. Yes, we've had some presidents as generals in the past. Eisenhower is really the only one in the 20th century, and he ran partly to keep another general, MacArthur, from being president. So it has been seen as an aberration, especially in modern America, to have a general at the top. Having a general at the Pentagon running it worries Congress, worries other people, that you'll have someone who understands the military better than he understands politics or the American people.
Yeah. So make your case now, as you do, for General Mattis running the Pentagon.
Normally, I'd be totally against it, even though I think Mattis is an admirable, well-informed, and disciplined man. But these are not normal times. We are facing the prospect of a president who is a profoundly ignorant, impulsive man. I think Trump will be dangerous as president. So the more constraints on him that we have, the better.
Well, I'm going to jump in. Obviously, you have strong feelings about President-elect Donald Trump. So you've made it clear this is not because you are supporting him in his pick. You're supporting his pick. But let's go further. General Mattis has been called Mad Dog Mattis. He fought in the vicious Battle of Fallujah, the bloodiest battle of the Iraq War for Marines. You quote one of his sayings: be polite, be professional, but have a plan to kill everyone you meet. People might have a hard time understanding how this would be the person to temper someone you see as needing tempering, Donald Trump.
He is a good Marine. He was a good leader in combat, really beloved by the rank and file Marines. I think the mad dog thing, I don't know where that came from. I've never heard a Marine refer to General Mattis as mad dog. His own call sign in combat was chaos. It was chaos because that's what he thought you wanted to impose on the enemy. It was also, he taught his subordinate officers to learn to thrive on chaos, to embrace it, and to find victory in the midst of chaos. It's a small word, a big concept, and it reflects Mattis' intense knowledge of war, of philosophy. This is a guy who's extraordinarily well-read, very thoughtful guy, and quite disciplined. Also, having been in combat tends to make a person less interested in going to war, not more.
So you say General Mattis isn't another George Patton, a comparison Donald Trump continually makes, comparing Mattis to Patton. You say that's not true.
I think the only thing Donald Trump knows about Patton or MacArthur is what he saw in the movies. I actually think that George C. Scott's portrayal of Patton in that movie was pretty accurate, except that, of course, the real George Patton had a kind of high, squeaky voice, not a masterly, bold voice like the actor did. But also, General Mattis is like Patton really in only one way, in being a very good combat leader. He's unlike Patton in many other ways. He never slapped soldiers who had PTSD, as Patton did during World War II. He never walked around swearing like a sailor to show off, as Patton did continually, even in front of women and children. And he was seen as fit for top command. In World War II, they sort of kept Patton in a box and used him to attack, but they would never give him top command.
Yeah. So you see General Mattis as somebody who could maybe temper what you see as Donald Trump's gut impulses. But you also say he might be a useful balance to retired Army Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who will be Trump's national security advisor. How so?
Yeah, Flynn worries me. Flynn, who was head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, is a career military intelligence officer. He seems to be very close to President-elect Trump. He spoke at the Republican convention, and I thought in a rather unseemly way, joined in the lock her up chant at the convention. And so I see hope that Mattis might provide a counterweight, not just to Trump, but also to General Flynn as National Security Advisor.
When General Mattis was known as being more hawkish than the Obama administration on Iran, for instance, and the Iran nuclear deal. Do you worry about that?
I don't really. The job of the commander of Central Command, the U.S. military headquarters for the Middle East, is to plan for war with Iran. That's job one out there. Mattis is very fond of always asking the question, what next? What then? And I think the people in the Obama administration, particularly Tom Donilon, Obama's national security advisor, lost patience with that. And that's one reason he was pushed out of his job early at Central Command.
That's military expert Tom Ricks. His book is The General's American Military Command from World War II to Today. He also writes a blog for Foreign Policy magazine. Tom, thanks as always.
You're welcome.